And as we've been talking this morning to people from all over the United States, it got us to thinking about what's happening in Iraq, what the mood is there, and what some of the troops are thinking about this historic day here at home. So on the line with us right now is Johnny Diamond, a BBC correspondent coming to us from Baghdad. Welcome, Johnny.
Hi, Adora.
So much talk about the inauguration of Barack Obama there today?
There's a fair amount of talk about Barack Obama's inauguration. The papers have got a fair amount on it. The local TV stations are running a fair amount. And if you push people on it, yeah, they will be talking about it. That having been said, I think this is probably one of the few places on Earth where they are concentrating a bit more on their local problems, on the day-to-day life, rather than thinking about America. But I think it's a big move, and I think people recognise it'll be the beginning of a changing relationship with the US as well.
I'm actually surprised to hear you say that, Johnny, just given the fact of the 140,000 US troops that are currently in Iraq, given the war that's carried on for many years now, isn't there some kind of sense that perhaps maybe the policy will change under a Barack Obama administration?
Well, I think there's been, if you look at events on the ground here, for the last year, people would have felt that the policy was changing. I mean, you go out into the streets of Baghdad, as I did this morning, you don't see US troops on the streets. I was in Samarra in the Sunni Triangle, as it was called, a couple of years ago, an area of death and destruction. No US troops anywhere on the streets there. Iraq has changed a lot in the last year and a half. It has been largely pacified. There's still quite a lot of day-to-day low-level violence, but there's nothing like the kind of large-scale violence there was before. There is also, of course, this status of forces agreement that was made just before Christmas, which has just put a dateline on troop withdrawal. That may be brought forward by Barack Obama and his pledge to withdraw combat troops within 16 months of the beginning of his presidency. But I think there's already a sense that the US is disengaging militarily, and there is now a finite date for the US troops to get out of Iraq. That will not be too soon for a lot of Iraqis, I have to say. There's an acknowledgement that US troops have brought security after some long years of terrible times. But many, many Iraqis that you speak to simply want to see the back of what they see as an occupation. So it's not that kind of chapter change that you might think it is in some people's eyes when Barack Obama becomes the president. Instead, I think there is a sense of gradual change that will be emphasized perhaps by his public statements when they come.
So change has already begun, and there is this expectation that a president, Barack Obama, is going to continue to make the change happen, meaning the U.S. troops pulling out of Iraq and having less and less involvement about what's happening there.
Yeah, that's it exactly. What is key, I think, is that there are a set of very big challenges ahead for the US authorities, both on the military front, but also on the sort of political civilian front. Things are not over here yet. You look at the blog of Thomas Ricks, the very well-respected Washington Post correspondent. He says he reckons this coming year will be tougher for Barack Obama than the past year was for George W. Bush.
Oh, boy, I don't think the Barack Obama people are going to be thrilled to hear that. But thanks for joining us, Johnny Diamond. We certainly do appreciate your thoughts and your sentiment that it's tough in Iraq. Johnny Diamond is a BBC correspondent, and he was reporting to us from Baghdad.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.